MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, November 8, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. Boat rescue in Gloucester. Election results. Hear from Lynn City Councilor-at-Large, Brian LaPierre.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, undefeated Peabody gets back onto the field in MIA football playoff action this weekend. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you. Partly cloudy, low 40s today, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 7:48 p.m. The Gloucester Times is reporting that a man was rescued yesterday off the slippery rocks at Cressy's Beach and Western Avenue. Police received a call that a sailboat had run aground on the rocks. The lone occupant on the boat needed to be rescued. Ethan Foreman writes that the occupant on the boat was from Stockholm, Sweden, and work to salvage the boat is underway. Here are the election results from yesterday, starting in Lynn. Council-at-large winners, Brian LaPierre.
The combination of doing the work, you know, in between these election cycles and not taking anything for granted and really responding to constituent services at a premium level and paying attention to the nitty-gritty things. And then when you turn on the election momentum, it's all about, you know, getting out that vote. And as you said, we've had a history of doing that. I do think that Linners reward hard work, and there were hard-working candidates up and down the ballot yesterday, and those that did extremely well and are now elected again to another term absolutely epitomized that work ethic and that getting door-to-door, so to speak, listening and learning of what's on people's minds.
Brian Field, Nicole McLean, Hong Net were also council-at-large winners in Lynn. Lynn City Council ward race winners, Ward 1, Dr. Peter Meany, Ward 2, Obed Matul, and Ward 4, Natasha Meggie Madry. From Beverly, Mayor Mike Cahill defeated Jamie Zarella, polling just over 61% of the vote. Cahill picked up 6,091 votes, and Zarella, 3,596. In Peabody, Mayor Ted Betancourt topped Rochelle Agneta with 6,017 votes to 1,229. In Salem, council-at-large winners, all three incumbents were reelected: Alice Murky, Conrad Prosnewski, and Type Hathworth. Here are the winners in the ward races. Ward 1, Cindy Gerzillo. Ward 2, Caroline Watson-Felt. Ward 3, Patty Morcillo. And Ward 4, John Harvey. In Gloucester, Mayor Greg Verga was reelected, beating challenger Mary Ellen Rose. Council-at-large winners were Jeff Worthley, Jason Groh, Val Gilman, Tony Gross, and the ward council winners were, in Ward 1, R. Scott Memhard, in Ward 2, Dylan Benson, Marjorie Grace in Ward 3, Ward 4, Francesco Margiota, and Ward 5, Sean Nolan. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics return to action tonight against the 76ers in Philadelphia. The Bruins will host the Islanders at the Garden tomorrow night. The Patriots travel to Germany to take on the Colts on Sunday. Undefeated Peabody football at 9-0, ranked number 4 in Division 2, will host number 5 Barnstable Friday night. Peabody coach Mark Betancourt on Barnstable.
I'm pretty sure anybody that lives on Cape Cod can choose to go to Barnstable High. So they have a lot of good, talented players on their team. And, you know, we're watching the film. I mean, every time you watch a film, any good team has good players. And in football, it's generally the quarterback, one of the running backs, one of the receivers. You know, their best player is usually a defensive lineman or a linebacker. It doesn't change. The number changes. And you prepare the same way every week. You do the best you can to, you know, prepare for the other team's best players. And they're going to do the same thing to us. They're going to try to shut down Eli. They're going to try to find a kink in the armor of our defense. You know, we play real good run defense. They may come out trying to throw the ball on us. But it's just a game of chess. And you try to figure out what they're going to do to stop us and prepare for that and come up with a plan of how we're going to stop them. And they're going to try to figure out what we're going to do. And then you make halftime adjustments, and you hope that the things that you do are successful and that your kids can execute the things that you ask them to do. You know, the team that's on the same page that executes the game plan generally wins the game. And if you can get over the hype, if you can get over the magnitude of the game, the crowd and the noise, and go out and do your job to the best of your ability, the team that's able to execute that generally wins these games.
Barnstable is 8-1 on the season, and despite Peabody's perfect record, Coach Betancourt is concerned about trying to limit the number of mistakes that his team makes in this coming game.
Well, I mean, every game you have mistakes on both sides, both teams. The goal is to cut them down, try to limit them. It's just like penalties. Did you ever get through a game without any penalties?
Nope.
Very rarely. You just try to minimize it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, turning the ball over. Of course, you want zero turnovers every game you play, but that's not realistic. Sometimes they happen. A fumble happens, an interception happens, something happens on special teams. The goal is to minimize them and get as few as those setbacks as you can now. You know, you're playing in November. And in November, it's time to clean everything up. Let the best team win. Don't let it be decided on turnovers, penalties, or missed assignments. Let's go out and let's battle. Let's execute the game plan. Let's make as many plays as we can and try to make more plays than they do. And they're gonna drive 2 hours up here. You know, they know we're 9-0. I mean, it's funny because even yesterday at practice, I overhear a couple of kids talking about how good this kid is and how good that kid is and how good their running back is. And I think, guys, what do you think they're saying at their practice right now?
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about how good Eli is, how dangerous Alex Jackson is, how big Master Kohler is. They're talking about the same things. So get it out of your head that we're going up and playing, you know, the Dallas Cowboys. The high school team.
Yeah.
They're good. But we're good, you know, and they have a loss, we don't. We're playing at home, they have to travel. Don't take away the advantages by being, you know, too talkative about them. Let's talk about us. Let's do what we have to do.
Peabody High football coach Mark Betancourt, again, Barnstable at Peabody Friday night with a 6 o'clock kickoff. The two-time state champion Ipswich volleyball team is advancing in the MIAA D4 tournament. Last night, they beat Oxford 3-0. Up next, they'll play Hamilton Wenham on Friday at home in a quarterfinal D4 matchup. That is sports. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today. We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.